Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Bigfoot Live, starring Thomas Gardy, the world's most respected authority on the phenomena known as Bigfoot. Sit back and relax as we take you on a journey into the world of the unknown. Believer or skeptic, man or woman, you will be mesmerized by real people telling real descriptions about real encounters. Fasten your seatbelts, America. It's reality radio at its finest, and it starts now.
In 1967, my whole life changed. I saw the Roger Patterson film on the Johnny Carson show. And I gotta tell you, that's the day I thought I was gonna challenge the world and go out and find this thing.
We had found like 12 tracks in the ground. I didn't want to believe it was Bigfoot.
Oh, yeah.
He's moving right now. He's moving right now. He's straight out of the tree line. He's moving to the right. See him? He's going to the right. He's going into the tree right now. Come here, look.
I'm Bob Hallmark, and I'm a reporter with ABC Television and Tyler Longview. It's been my pleasure to be with Tom Scotty and his team tonight, and I have to admit that I was skeptical when I came out here. I thought we, at this time in our history, had the technology to be able to find one of these things if it existed. But after seeing the footprints and the dig marks in the sand and what I believe to be a very large creature running at a high rate of speed through the woods, I convinced them I had to change my opinion on Bigfoot. I turned, I saw this thing standing by my gator.
When I saw the actual footprints, I realized they were something special and probably Sasquatch.
When I landed on the ground, I was kind of thinking, this ain't no human being. It's got to be something else.
www.searchingforbigfoot.com.
Alice knows what you think I've seen. Something strange, you know. Sasquatch sitting on the side of his knee, and he was talking to Moccasin Joe. Well, the party gonna hell out in the St. John's Walls.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Marco Bill on the Bigfoot Live broadcast. And folks, it's that time of the week again. It's time for the Wednesday evening Bigfoot Live radio show with our host, Mr. Tom Biscardi. And now, everybody, the man who put the big back into Bigfoot, our host and renowned Bigfoot researcher, Mr. Tom Biscardi. Good evening, Tom. How are you tonight?
Outrageous, totally unbelievable. I got some beautiful things to talk about. But before we get there, I want you guys to get your ears open. Close your eyes when you're listening to these words, because it's going to affect us all. And then after this little ditty, I'm going to tell you all about it. Get ready now. Here we go.
Every single
You hear that, folks? A change is going to come. It's been a long time coming. Yeah? And Searching for Bigfoot, ladies and gentlemen, is the longest-running radio show ever. Ever. 18 years this year. But you know what? We're even going to have a change because it's coming. Now I want you people to go up there and put in there TomBiscardi.org, because this what's coming soon, within 2 weeks, folks, and says, for those of you who don't have a computer, it says, Tom Biscardi, the godfather of Bigfoot, picture of me and two of my guys, Youngblood and what's his name, Rocky?
I do not know. Man, the Swedes couldn't figure it out.
Oh, gosh. Got to forgive me, Lord, I'm getting old. Coming soon, the new home for the world of Tom Biscardi. Provocative, explosive, engaging, original, never before heard, behind-the-scenes stories and facts, featuring new videos, interviews, sighting reports, movies, T-shirts, products, and more. This is just the front page. It was done today so I could have it for you people out there around the globe. But a change has come, and we went for 17 years, and we needed a change, and I'm going to share that all with each and every one of you, okay? And what I'm trying to tell you is this. Sometimes it gets mundane. Sometimes it just gets, oh, well, same old crap. Now what's going to happen is you're going to get to see what Tom Biscardi looks like. You're going to get to see what the rock star looks like. You're going to see what the beard of knowledge looks like. You're going to get to see what Doyle looks like and Father Ray, for those of you who have never seen him. Because this is going to be like on Vimeo. It's going to be like on Skype. So everybody will be able to see everybody now. It's coming within 2 weeks. And then you're going to hear stories that you never heard before. We're going to take out video clips of stuff that hit the cutting room floor that just wasn't right for one reason or another. And we're going to explain them. We're going to explain the people who were on the film. We're going to get the actual people. This has never been done before, folks. Never. It's going to be engaging for sure. It's going to be explosive without a doubt and provocative. Shut the door, man. This is going to be, and never before heard, behind the scenes and stories and facts. Well, if you're going to have problems there, I say get yourself some stuff to clog up your ears. If you haven't heard some of those words, you can hear them now, because all you need to do is listen to some of this rap stuff, and every other word is the F-bomb. So you're going to hear a few of those too, but you know what? We tried to keep it on the down low, but now you're going to see it as it actually happens. In real time, okay? You're going to see what happens in the middle of the night when all of a sudden somebody says, shh, Did you hear that? Or you're walking down the trail in the middle of the night and something's paralleling you and you hear the leaf litter go crunch. As you stop, it stops. And then you're going to find out that the people who you had with you, who was your comrades and who the ones that were flakes and who the ones are little sissies, which we all know quite a few of those, especially the one that's afraid of the dark. And boy, are we going to have a whole show of that asshole. And we're going to have scenes of him. Oh, I saw it. Oh, I saw it. Oh, yeah, I saw it. Oh, I heard it. It's the only guy I know that every time he's been on an expedition, he's either seen a creature, heard a creature, or he's in bed with the creature. I don't know which one it is. I seen that son of a bitch when he didn't shave for 3 or 4 days. He looks like a fucking creature. It looks like a Bigfoot. So you guys are up for something that has never been done before, and I just cannot wait to see it. It's TomBiscardi.org, O-R-G. You'll see the first page of it. They're building the whole thing. It's going to be live. You're going to get a lot of our stuff, our merch, and the stuff behind the scenes, you're going to blow your mind, because I saw some of it today, and I said, oh, my God, I forgot that stuff was even, we still had it. There were some scenes, folks, I'm going to tell you about. We were over there in Shipwreck, New Mexico. And we had to cut a trail ourselves to get up on top of that mountain. Well, when I saw that footage today, I says, oh, my God, it's only on two wheels. Big Blue was on two wheels, folks. And I says, and to the left side is going over the cliff. But you're going to get to see all this stuff. You're going to get to see stuff that has never been published, never been on a newsreel, never been on a CD, DVD, whatever the hell you call them, DVRs. You're going to see some stuff that you going to blow your mind. You're going to see me with some celebrities. Oh, my God. You're going to, and I said to them, you know, you guys remember Megyn Kelly on Fox News? I love that girl. She was just so wonderful. And then anytime there was a sighting or something, she called me and asked if I'd come out and do what I had to do, and of course I did. She was just such an obliging gal. God love her. Then, of course, you know, they paid her $7 million or $17 million as an exit fee to get rid of her, and she went to do her own stuff, and then they paid their $7 million because she was outspoken. But she got, she popped her cherry on my as one of the first shows. And I was back behind her all the way. God love her. She's just one hell of a gal. But you people are going to see some stuff that's never been published, never been on air, ever, 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 ever. Okay? You're going to see some stills. Today, I was in shock. Okay? I says to myself, I don't remember this. But we did an interview with Rocky. And, oh, my God, we had to do it off property. Because everybody feared for their lives. And we'll get into that. But you know the one I'm talking about, Rocky.
Yes,
and the Swede was there, too, as security downstairs when we were filming. I'll never forget that. But we've got all this coming up, folks. You're going to see some stuff that you've never seen. You're going to finally see me with Roger Patterson's wife, Patricia. You're going to see me with her. So all these people say, oh, you didn't know Patricia Patterson. Really? You slimy bastards. You're going to see pictures of her and I in conversation that we never aired. And she's going to say, because I'm the one that knew her husband. And I knew the story as she knows the story. Okay? Because she saw Hieronymus in that suit outside her kitchen window when he was trying it on. I was there when they were telling the story. But you people are going to see it and hear it. So as you hear from all these other clowns, oh, yeah, well, Gimlin, he's such a wonderful, soft-spoken guy. Oh, come on, give me a break. They made a song of it. Sweet talking guy, you know, my kind of guy. It don't pay the fucking bills, though, so you can keep the sweet talking guy. Talking about those song people, Ronnie of the Ronettes died today. I don't know if you guys remember, you know, Walking in the Rain. And she was married to Phil Spector, believe it or not. She was 78 years old because I happened to use her a few times in my shows that I had. God bless you, Ronnie, wherever you are up there. And I'm sure you're breaking people's chops. And you're up there with your ex-old man, too. So you guys just continue on making that music and do a great job of it. So this is the news that I wanted to let everybody know. And this is the page that you can all go to right now, TomBiscardi.org. It's the Tom Biscardi, the godfather of Bigfoot. Coming soon. The new home for the world of Tom Biscardi. Don't get me wrong. We still got Searching for Bigfoot. We still got the radio show. This is going to be the thing that's going to prevent it all, man. I mean, preempt it all. This is going to be the new deal. Stuff that has never been seen before. Explosive, engaging, original, provocative. Stuff that the people want. Well, they want, if this is what they want, we're going to give it to them. And my agent, my manager, he says to me, Tommy, he says, this is what we need to show everybody that we're still the king of the mountain. And no matter how far they try to go out and look for this creature, they'll never get an inch closer than where they are now. And when they see the new step that we put up, they're going to freak and wait and see. Because now you're going to get to see the Beard of Knowledge. You're going to get to see the rock star. You're going to get to see Doyle. So, Doyle, and I got to tell you something, Doyle. I saw you on the courthouse, had a picture with all of us, and you took up a lot of space there, some. So by you losing half of you, I'm sure that you must look pretty good now. Because now all those women that are liking you and wanting you and want to go out with you, now they're going to see you live in Technicolor. So look out, baby. So don't eat all those damn hogs and stuff. And make sure that you try to limit yourself now, okay? Because we need to make sure that you're long and thin, covered with skin, doesn't know how many holes it's been in. And it's not what you think. It's a snake, by the way. So, nevertheless, I told you it's a coming. It is a coming, and it's here to stay. And in the next 2 weeks, you're going to see some stuff that's going to blow your mind. All right, now let's get to the stuff at hand. I got to tell you something. Beard Knowledge and I have been talking. We talk every morning, practically. But now it's hit the zoom. It's hit the top barrier of the craziness in the world. 7% consumer index, folks, from last month to this month is 7% higher. The biggest that it's ever hit in 40 years. Why do you think that is? Real sure. And guess what? The inflation is causing these rising prices, the gas and the grocery stores. You know, I'll go with the bullshit about, oh, okay, the pigs and the chicks need their own space now, or they were all hoarded in this big pen and they couldn't do what needs to be done. Well, what is it that they do? Propagate? I don't know. You tell me. I don't raise pigs and I don't raise chickens. But did you see how much in price they went up? Oh, my God. Oh, my God, it's crazy now. Beef went up 25% in a month. Gasoline prices went up 45%. Oh, it's COVID, Tom. It's COVID. COVID. How do you spell that, COVID? J-A-C-K-A-S-S. Oh, fuck yourself. Oh, I guess that's what it means. I can tell you this. After a while, enough is enough, folks. We're going into the third year. And now up here on the West Coast, shit, they're shutting us all down again. You know, I want to leave. I'm tired of it. I can't stand it. I was having, you know, cabin fever before. Well, now it's even worse. What do you think, Rocky, about all this bullshit going on?
I think that's exactly what it is, all bullshit. the it's not just that, the fact that they're paying people to not work. We can't hire help because we can't give them as much money as the government will give them to stay at home. But yeah, it's absolute bullshit because, a couple old boys like me and the Swede, I've never gone this long in my life without spending time out in the woods. They're doing me wrong. I mean, simply because, like I say, we can't hire help. We can't find anybody that'll work. And so we don't get to go out and hunt, search for Bigfoot. We don't get to do any of that shit anymore. The people in Washington want to spend another $5 trillion. Well, hell, send some of it my way. But yeah, you've got it right. I mean, it's all horse shit.
You know, it's amazing you said what you said because our governor out here all of a sudden just found, I think it was $3 to $5 billion or $1 trillion in excess money. Before they were crying the blues, they didn't have no money. Now they've got all this money, okay? Well, he better be dishing that money out because right now, with the new strain, and oh, by the way, a little birdie told me that within the next 30 days, another variant's going to be coming out, a new one from China that's going to be worse than the first one. So that's all I'm going to talk about it on this show. But I'll tell you what, TomViscardi.org, he's going to let loose, and he doesn't care because the gloves are off, folks. You want to come on the show, you want to battle, let's do it, man. I'm ready to dance. But I'll tell you this right now, I'm telling the real deal story, unlike I've always done. And I'll tell you, oh, by the way, that was Rex Howdy's show.
Right.
He's one hell of a guy. And the other one's Rob. Folks, I got to tell you, I'm upset. Yes, I'm upset, okay? Because now it's gotten into my pockets. Everything has gone higher than hell. There's hardly any fool on the shelves anymore in the grocery stores because they can't get it. Then when they do get it, they're jacking things up 25 to 45%. I don't know. I mean, do we all do what Doyle and the Swede does? You know, go grow your own and don't, you know, live in your own little world and forget about everybody else? I don't have that answer. But you know what? Let's hear from the Beard of Knowledge and hear what he has to say.
Hey, Swede.
Good evening, Tom.
Good evening to you, sir.
Hey, you know, after we get to share some time in the mornings and try to sort out this complete disaster and mess, the thing that gets me is that, you know, if you're going to get down on you for, you know, starting your charcoal grill, and you won't have to start very much of it because when it costs $29.40 a pound, as you expressed, for some beefsteak, it won't take very much charcoal. They'll get the greenhouse gases under control for sure because nobody can afford to eat that. How are people going to feed their families when beef costs that much money? It's ridiculous. It's really criminal. We're not.
And that's the whole point, okay? So is it the old adage, well, if you planned and you did the right thing and worked hard all your life and you put away, you're going to have the money to exist. But what happens if you didn't, which happens to be three-quarters of this goddamn country, okay? and we're all relying on our government. And then what happens
is
the government comes through and gives you these payments, and they say, "Oh well, they're we don't have to collect them. They're okay, non-collectible debt." And then as things get better, 6 months down the road, you're getting things in the mail stating, "You owe me. How do you expect to pay it?"
Well, the thing that I see from it, Tom, is that the current administration wants to put on so many more thousand IRS agents to go after small businesses, and the small businesses are the ones that have to pay back all that money that they freely give away under a welfare state. It's stupid. And as far as when we back up, let's back up to the beef situation, which really annoys the crap out of me. The man's going to grow beef. I got to put hay up every summer. That means diesel fuel, tractors, balers, the whole bit. You know, it's an expense to do it. Put the hay up to feed my cows during the wintertime, which makes calves every year. They have a calf every year. So take the steers out in 1 year, and you sell them, and you make some profit. Well, guess what? You can take a full-grown 1,400-pound cow with a baby in her belly and take it to the sale barn in northwest Arkansas, and the prices are running from $35 to $100 for that walking beef.
Wow.
For the whole thing, $100 top end.
Wow.
Okay? That is insanity. Nobody can grow cattle. That's if you want to sell your cows. So if you got the prime, you got the prime steers that run from between 500 to 700 pounds. Used to be $2 a pound. You're lucky if you can get $1.20, and then they'll cut you because, you know, we've had there's no grass or nothing. You know, we've had a little bit of a drought this last summer, so nobody's got any number ones. So they advertise, well, you know, they're $1.45 or $1.55, which is insane. You can't make any money. You're going in the holes as we go. But that same beef is ending up on the shelves at the grocery store, like the photograph that you showed, that you showed me from your local deal, $29 a pound for beef. That's who's making the money? Who's gouging that? There's a gouging going on.
And big gouging going on. Not just there, but all over, okay? I heard somebody say today, "Oh, well, did you hear Biden?" I says, "Well, did he wake up in between one of his naps? What am I supposed to hear?" He says, "Well, yeah, he's talking about lowering the gas prices and stating that there was a tax back in 2015 that he wants to eliminate that tax, and that's like, I think he said, 56 or 59 cents a gallon, and that would come off right off the top." Well, Mr. Biden, anything would be a big help, and I wish you would, because I'll tell you what, when you go and fill up Big Blue right now, it's $130, $136, and I really don't want to be driving Big Blue too much because I only get 11 miles per gallon. How about you, Rockstar? How much you get on your car?
I get about 14, 15 a gallon.
Oh, my God,
town.
You must have the economy model.
No, I've got the same. I've got the Hemi also. Different gears. We're not paying that as much for gas, anywhere near as much for gas as you are. Last time I looked, it was under $3.
Jesus.
A gallon, so, and, well, it's one of those things. I remember the day when we would say, "Hey, let's go Bigfoot hunting," and I would say, "Hey, okay, I'm going to take my truck too." Well, those days are kind of gone because that's some high dollar gasoline. We've got nobody that actually gives a shit whether we get by or not. I mean, I remember back when me and the Swede didn't have to ask the government for shit. We just went out and we fed our families. We didn't have to go through all the crap that we're having to go through now. At almost 70 years old, I mean, yeah, I used to work construction. It was hard work. But hour-wise, I'm working more now than I did back when I was young. And that's because we can't hire people. Okay, the Swede, you know, he works all the damn time anyhow. I've threatened to shoot him in the leg or something so he wouldn't work for a little while. But then, you know, then he wouldn't want to go out to the woods with me if I shot him. So anyhow, it's craziness any way you look at it. Beef prices, yeah, we have to deal with the food prices there at the restaurant on a daily basis. There's so much stuff that we used to take for granted that we can't get anymore. I mean, something as simple as some of the crust stuff. Of course, we make our own dough, but there's some doughs that we didn't make. We can't get calzone shell. We can't get those. We can't get them anymore. There's just so much different stuff that we can't get anymore. Not because of the price, just because everybody said, oh, you know, I might catch a cold or something like that. So I'm not going to work. I'm going to let Joe send me a check. And, you know, me, I'm still at it. I'm still working. Somebody asked me the other day, so when are you going to retire? I said, well, when am I going to be able to afford it? Well.
Isn't that the truth, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that
yeah.
the truth? So, I got to tell you guys a story. I don't know if he's on yet, but Father Ray, our good buddy, since he's been retired.
No, he's not.
Okay. So he felt the crunch himself. So he got offered a job, and he started his new job today. And he's working from 12 until 8 New Mexico time. So I guess he just got off a little while ago, and he was going to try to get in. He was going to tell us about it. But I'm just – here's a guy that's 66 years old, spent 35 years of his life, you know, working for the priesthood and God. And but, you know, he got his – Social Security. He got his retirement from the church, but yet he still can't afford to live on it. Think about that, folks. Granted, it's only about $1,500-$1,600 a month, but it's $1,500 or $1,600 a month more than a lot of other people that they don't get. And it just bothers me to no end that he gets free food, free rent, you know, roof over his head and all that. And he doesn't have to worry about paying water, garbage, or electric, or gas. But he's got bills. You know, his car payment alone is $600 a month. So that leaves him $900. His insurance payment is $200 a month. I mean, just go down the line. His bills are $500. I mean, he's lucky if he's got a couple hundred dollars at the end of the month. But I give him a lot of credit. So he says, you know, I can still work, and people want me, so I'm going to get a job and go to work and make myself another $1,600 a month. God bless you, Father Ray. God bless you. I take my hat off to you. Let's hear what's going on in the state of confusion with Doyle. Doyle, you on?
I am here. Tom, how are you, sir?
Well, it's called TomBiscardi.org now, so we're going to be having
something.
And by the way,
let me tell you something.
What?
Let me tell you something from Kentucky. When you started spouting all that stuff off, you cured any kind of erectile dysfunction I ever had.
I love it. I love it.
Well, I'm telling you, man, I got excited hearing that one. Woo!
Well, and thank you for it. Excited I've been all day, okay? Because I'll tell you right now, it's just blowing my mind to no end. And I know what's going on. These guys are, they got young minds, okay? They have young minds, and they know what's going on and the right things to do in the industry, okay? You know, it was up to me, you know. I just get in the rig and mosey down the street and go do what I need to do with the Bigfoot world. And howdy, how you doing? And let's go out and see the thing. No, that's not no good anymore. Now what you got to do is get out there and show the stuff that was you couldn't show before, but now you can. And I got to tell you something else. I saw another. He sent me some stuff over with you in Kentucky when Tommy was out there with you and a couple of the other guys. Well, as a matter of fact, Rex Howdyshell was there with you.
And I think so.
Asshole, which I don't want to mention his name. I saw him. He went right through the camp.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, you know.
I'll tell you what. The one thing is the ballsiest hunters I've ever been out with are the Swede, the Rock, and TJ. Those guys ain't afraid of nothing.
That's very true. Why don't you ask the rock star who's the ones that got the two biggest brains and work smart, not hard, when they're out in the field? Ask him that.
I know who it is. Go ahead, Rock, tell us.
Don't ask me, because it's always hard work. Me and Tom are undoubtedly the champions out there. Because, you know, we have the young guys say, oh, come with us. We'll find it. We'll find the cave. Well, okay. We'll holler at you after we find it. And so we did. We called on them after we found it. Well, you know, it was one of those things that I've always said that, you know, the young needs to learn from the old, because they didn't get old by being stupid.
Yep,
I've always said
that's
that
like my boy. You know, my boy's a go-getter. I've got my Kentucky A team down here. I told you about that. I got my son, my stepson, their best friends, and another fella that's cousins of them, and they're brilliant when it comes to things like these drones and all that stuff. They're brilliant, smart, but also they think that they're going to be the ones to solve the problem. But a lot of times people don't think about the older guys have a little bit more keen about them. Now, this is a story that I heard a long time ago. And it's a story about a papa bull and a baby bull. Have you guys ever heard this one?
I've heard it.
Want me to tell you the story?
Go ahead, Tom.
All right. Me and my younger bull were up on top of a hill looking down, and all of a sudden the young dude says, you know, who's young, dumb, and full of cum, he sits there and says, hey, pops. He says, look at all them heifers down there. Let's rush on down there and get us a few. And I said, no, 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 no. What you need to do is let's mosey on down and get them all. How close
there
am
you go. Let's walk down and screw them all. Now, see, that's smart. That's smart.
Well,
but
that's
what
me and Tom did.
We kill our younger people with that same type of knowledge.
Me and Tom, we moseyed. So we moseyed right straight to the cave.
We did, too.
We did, yeah.
Hockey went one way following one group. I went the other, and I said, you know what? Fuck this shit. These guys don't know where they're going. So I went towards
the
top where the caves were, and I dialed it. I dialed in on the walkie-talkie. I said, Rocky, I says, come out about 60 paces this way. Come up north about 100 paces the other way. Come and meet me here, and you're going to see what I'm going to see. We'll see it together. And I waited for him, and what do you know? We get up there, and, oh, my God, really? Oh, boy, you guys really know what you're doing, huh?
we gave him a lot of shit over it, too.
You bet we did, man. You know, I'm too old for them fucking briars and that quicksand shit in Texas and the mud and all that crap. I'll do it if it has to be there, but I paid my dues, man. I went through all that shit. Now use the knot, the thing that's in between those ears.
Exactly. I've been here with you guys for over 14 years now.
Yes, you have.
But I'm not old by no means, and I'm kind of overweight. But the reason the women love me is because I'm macho as hell.
Yes, you are.
So I am.
Well, listen, Mr. Macho.
Personality goes a long way, Tom.
Yeah, so Jessica, her name is Jessica, she says, will you... she says, will you tell Doyle that I just think he's one hell of a guy? She said something else. I don't want to say it on the air. And if I do come out with you guys and meet you at a central place, is it really true? Will he really take care of me and while I'm out there for a couple of weeks? What do you want me to write back to her and say?
Yeah, tell her we'll take care of her. Ain't no problem with that. We've got the resources and we've got the rental properties and we got everything we need to take care of. I got the friends that own the hotels, and I've got everything we can do to take care of it.
Okay.
And she will eat some of the best venison and squirrels and dishes and stuff she's ever even imagined, probably never had.
She wrote back. She says, thanks. She says, are you going to stay with me at night to make sure that I get to learn everything from you personally?
Well...
that's a deep subject, isn't it, Will?
Think hard.
That's deep as a water well right there now. that's a hard one to say. I've got my commitments, but, I'm also known to flirt around a little bit, so I don't know.
But I'm
we'll
shocked
see.
About, I got to tell you this, Doyle. I mean, people from around the globe, here's one from Washington. Okay, Washington, girl named Claire Yurdin, Yurdin. She says, Tom, she says, I find him so intriguing. I don't care how big he is. I don't care how much he weighs. I don't care if he's a thin thimble. She says, I just want to be out there with him and stay with him and enjoy him. And whatever we get to do together. Wow.
Woo! Man, I feel like the Ric Flair of the Bigfoot world right now.
I don't.
I'm going to go naturing around a little bit, it sounds like.
it's some nature. Yeah, well.
Show them what it's like to noodle a catfish,
Oh, wait a minute. We got your favorite. She just chimed in, Christy. Hey, Tom, don't stir the pot, she says. She says, tell those other two heifers to leave my man alone.
Oh,
my God. I'll tell you what, dude, you really got these women riled. Nothing wrong with it.
The difference is between somebody like me and like a city boy walks up and puts it in. A country boy puts it in and walks up. We go deep in the bush, we shoot what we kill, and then we eat it.
Well, that's a good thing, isn't it?
Ladies, keep it coming.
So here's the deal. One of them wants to know, how's your health? Are you feeling better?
Yeah, I'm getting ready to go under the knife on the 24th. I'm really upset because I'm I got a torn right rotator cuff from trying to find that daggone swamp beast down there in Florida. And I'm going under the knife. So I'm going to be out of commission for about 18 weeks with the rehab and stuff that has to come with it. But, yeah, we'll get back on top. We always do. I always win. You know, like I said, I've had some health issues, but I'm feeling good, looking good now.
Well, you know, Joel, me and the Swede have done all kinds of. I pulled his tooth. He helped put my shoulder back together. We've never had a chance to do surgery. So if you want to make it easy on yourself, just come on down to Arkansas.
I was going to say, this is going to be like a $60,000 procedure. And Rocky, wait for you to come down here, would you go ahead and just pack my shoulder back together?
Sure. Sure, you wouldn't even have to pay me. That's what I keep telling everybody. I said I pulled the Swede's tooth, but I've never had a chance to do an appendectomy. But I don't get any volunteers.
Well, I know one thing, you got the knives to do them.
Oh my God, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. How many knives you think you got now?
I don't know. That's just like saying how many peas is there in a field. It's just I've got. Let's just say, I went to school in Greenland, and in Greenland, of course, you know, we're talking about Arkansas. We only had two numbers. We had one and many. I have many knives.
I have no doubt about that at all. I have no doubt about that at all. By the way, you never told me anymore. You ever heard from Tucker, the Vault of Nightmares?
No, sir, I have not. I listened to him for a little bit. But no, I have not. Haven't talked to him since then.
Yeah, I get it. Here today and gone tomorrow. I understand.
Yeah.
I understand the whole thing. So,
well, it's one of those things, you know, maybe he was, had people on the other side that decided that they needed to have him contact us, if you know what I mean.
Guaranteed. I know exactly what you mean, without a doubt, son. Let me ask you this. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, a week ago, Monday the 10th, I was on People's Court because I got people from all around the country, China, Japan, Italy, Germany, here in the United States. I won a case. I was on TV, the People's Court. Old John Wapner's. Now it's Judge Leone. And they're going to air it again. I'm going to get our webmaster to put it up there on our website. Did you get a chance to see it?
I did not, because I don't know how to do that kind of stuff. You know I can't do computer.
I get it. It's a thing called opening your email and then pushing, clicking click.
Which email did you send it to?
Meathead something or another.
Meathead Central. That's the email address for my restaurant. And I don't even know how to turn it on.
What's the other one?
Let me look on my card. I've got one of my cards here, Tom.
Oh, good.
www.angrybigfoot@yahoo.com.
A-N-G. I got it right there at yahoo.com. Okay. Well, I'm sending it to you now. Is Doyle with us?
Well.
Yeah, I'm still here.
What's your email, Doyle? I'm going to send this to you.
You tried it last week, and it didn't work, but it's Halcomb, H-A-L-C-O-M-B.
Hey, wait. H-A-L-C-O-L-M.
No. H-A-L-C-O-M-B.
H-A-L.
B as in butter.
Okay, wait. H-A-L, what?
C.
Yeah.
O.
Yeah.
M.
M.
B.
B.
Doyle, D-O-Y-L-E.
D-O-Y-L-E.
At yahoo.com.
At yahoo.com. Well, let's see if this sumbitch goes through. Says it was sent. Let me go into the inbox. You got it, buddy. It's there. You and the Rockstar both got them. They didn't come back.
Cool.
So I'm feeling real good about it.
As we get over the show, I'm going to watch this. This is going to be great.
Yeah. Let the kids see
it. Oh, my son James is going to eat this up.
Let him see it. Let me tell you what they did in China. The girl that sent it to me, one of my fans. She took all the commercials out and just made and it was a half hour show and 9 minutes of me and 21 minutes of commercials. Can you imagine?
Oh, wow. Well, the thing is, it sounds to me like you've got an admirer out there, Tom.
Oh, yeah, but I got them all over.
I got through all that trouble for you.
No, I listen.
You haven't traveled with Tom, have you?
No, but I do know this much. I've traveled with his son a lot. And let me tell you something. The first day we ever went out on the first expedition we ever left on, I told this story before, but I just love it so much. He hands me a Sharpie. I'm like, what's this for? He said, trust me, you're going to need it.
Yep.
I'm not kidding, man. We would just pull into a parking lot and just go somewhere to eat at a restaurant or something with the big blue and the trailers and everything. And I'm telling you what, literally, people, about 25, 30 people would come up to you and ask for your autograph.
When and the Swede went to Rockwall, Texas with Tom, I had never signed my name that many times in the course of a week than I did that night.
No. We done a meet and greet at a Food City grocery store in Kentucky. And Tommy got all the, you know, the stuff out of the trailer, the cast and everything, and he had printed up a bunch of pictures of the team. And just photocopied them at a local place or whatever. But anyway, we're sitting there, and people are coming up and offering to pay us just to sign the pictures. And we're like, no, this don't cost you nothing. Tom's got this bill. You know? But, yeah, we'll be glad to for you. And like I say, man, it's been a wild trip.
Well, I got to sign a few. I got to sign a few autographs there at the museum there in Kentucky.
Yeah, yeah, at the Alexander Arthur Museum. They've got a full, complete Bigfoot display there, and it's all about the Biscardi family and the Bigfoot team. Search for Bigfoot.com, and I'm telling you what. Local attorneys, doctors, and everybody take their kids, grandkids, and everything to see this thing. It's just wow.
Hey, Tom.
Yes, sir.
We've got 5 minutes left. What do you think about getting a quick commercial in?
Hey, that would be good. Let's pay some bills.
Let's pay.
1967. My whole life changed. I saw the Roger Patterson film on the Johnny Carson show. And I gotta tell you, that's the day I thought I was gonna challenge the world and go out and find this thing.
We found like 12 tracks on the ground. I didn't want to believe it was Bigfoot.
There he is.
He's moving right now. He's moving right now. He's straight out the tree line. He's moving to the right. See him? He's going to the right. He's going into the trees right now. Come here, look.
I'm Bob Hallmark, and I'm a reporter with ABC Television and Tyler Longview. It's been my pleasure to be with Tom Scotty and his team tonight, and I have to admit,
doing a commercial, honey.
When I came out here, I thought we, at this time in our history, had the technology to be able to find one of these things if it existed. But after seeing the footprints and the dig marks in the sand and what I believe to be a very large creature running at a high rate of speed through the woods, I'm convinced I'm going to have to change my opinion on Bigfoot. I turned, I saw this thing standing by my gator.
When I saw the actual footprints, I realized they were something special and probably Sasquatch.
When I landed on the ground, I was kind of thinking, this ain't no human being. It's got to be something else.
www.searchingforbigfoot.com. And we're back.
You know what? Thank you for reminding me there, Rockstar, because people all say, well, oh, Biscardi's rich. He can just pay out that money. Biscardi ain't that rich anymore because Biscardi hadn't had any money coming in because I've been like the rest of these people, unemployed. We're not out there in the brush trying to make some money and bringing the news to the public and to the world. It's a little tough, man, and sales have been a little slow because I can understand that people just don't have the dough. They have money to eat. Don't get me wrong. They got money to pay their bills, and that's what they're all scurrying and worried about right now, as we both know. Let's go out with a big, big positive note. Number one, I'm so proud of what my team's doing with TomBiscardi.org. You get a chance, go to your computer, your laptop, your phone, do whichever you want. Go take a look at it. You'll see the top page. And within the next 2 weeks, you're going to see a whole bunch of good stuff coming out. And then we'll be airing that whole thing out all over the globe. And everybody will be getting into it. I feel real good. I'm a little put out that Father Ray didn't. Maybe he's working overtime. He never got in, did he, Rocky?
No.
Okay.
No, sir.
Well, he'll call
did
me
not.
Some tonight, I'm sure. But, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for this is the second week now, third week, actually the second week into January of the new year. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart, my crew's heart, our extended family all over the globe, and if it wasn't for you, there'd be no us. Kudos and salutations. Till next week, America. Bye-bye.
Bob, I want to say good night to all of our people. Good night, everybody. The time has come. We will see you back here again next Wednesday. Good night, everybody.
Good night, Rock, Swede, Tom, everybody out there in the world. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Well, folks, once again, it's time to say so long. We'd like to thank Mr. Tom Biscardi and his guests and the Bigfoot team for joining us, and we'd especially like to thank you, our listeners, for tuning in. This is Marco Bill saying see you next Wednesday evening for some more Bigfoot Live radio show entertainment with Mr. Tom Biscardi and his team. And until then, keep the Bigfoot live and keep Bigfooting. See you next week.
with a gold and a pack that they'd hold and a promise till the day that they die. Answers to the questions no one's found before. Driving determination, the only key they had to unlock the door. Monsters, myths, and mysteries, legend, tales, and facts. When you brought them together, reason for the fact.
Sure.